107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots to celebrate with Off the Wall Stratford. Joining us on the phone line is a board chair, Liz Damon. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, now can we say congratulations? You're the new board chair with Off the Wall Stratford. Is that right?
That is right. Thank you very much.
Oh, congratulations. So what's it like now being part of Off the Wall Stratford with this wonderful, wonderful organization?
And I think right now it's also a particularly exciting moment to be joining this organization. We've seen a boost in class signups. People have really started to take an interest in the hands-on training that we provide. And so we're finding our classes are selling out really fast, which to me just indicates that there's a real great interest locally and really all throughout Ontario. In the kind of specific backstage theater education that we provide.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And there's new members of the board, so it's kind of a change for the board, if you will. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. When, you know, we're a working board, and we're a volunteer-run organization, almost exclusively volunteers. Except, of course, we do pay our teachers. And so all the back end and administrative work is really a heavy lift, and we all do it with, you know, just a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. But we're also always looking for more folks who want to join us and help us do this good work.
Fair enough. Now, remind us again, most folks are aware, certainly with Off the Wall, all the great work that's done. But remind us what Off the Wall Stratford Artists Alliance is all about.
Absolutely. So we are essentially a backstage theater school. We provide workshops and classes that help people learn about all of the artistry and craftsmanship that goes into everything you see in a stage production on stage. So whether it's prop making, costume making, welding, theatrical carpentry, kind of anything that an actor is wearing, touching, standing on, or standing in front of is what we teach.
And it's amazing, you know, obviously with we are a theater town here in Stratford, but it's incredible to have something like this available.
Yeah, it's really unique. There are not, I mean, certainly you can go to college or university and study, backstage theater work. So there's certainly places you can do that if you are pre-professional or you're going into school. But if you are already out there in the workforce, or if you're curious about joining this part of theater production, or even if you're involved in a community theater or a high school theater, there are not very many places that you can pop into and learn these kinds of skills, because theatrical carpentry is different than regular carpentry. Certainly the basic, the tools are the same, but for example, with theatrical carpentry, you're not only building something that's going to be seen from 20, 30, 40, even more feet away, but you're also building something that needs to be able to be set up and taken down quite quickly. And so you're building from a different mindset than you would be, let's say, if you're building your kitchen.
Yeah, I think that is fair to say, for sure.
The kitchen that you take down right away.
That's true, very true. We're chatting with Liz Damon with Off the Wall Stratford. So, Liz, we're really into fall now, but I understand the winter season has already been planned or announced.
Yes, that's right. We have classes happening January through March. We've got wig making, pattern drafting, which is a theatrical sewing class, theatrical upholstery. So if you're curious about how, to reupholster a piece of furniture, that's great. And also art direction.
Unbelievable. So wig making, pattern drafting workshop, a theatrical upholstery, and art direction. So these workshops are running certainly from January through to about the end of March. So how can people register or get details about these workshops?
Absolutely. Just head to StratfordOffTheWall.com. and you'll click on a link that says workshops, and you'll see everything we have lined up for the winter, and soon we will be announcing our spring offerings, and then, of course, further down the line, we'll be debuting our summer offerings as well.
Perfect. And again, with Off the Wall Stratford, there's always lots of events and community initiatives and sort of outreach things. Anything coming up?
We are having a fundraiser. I feel like I ought to mention, as we are a nonprofit, and anyone is invited to join us for a scandalous affair. It's going to be a really fun dress-up event on November 24th. It'll be at Gallery Stratford, and we're so lucky. We are going to have special performances by Liam Tobin and Sarah Jean Hosey, who have just been performing in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with the festival. So if you're interested, we'd love to invite folks to that.
Oh, without a doubt. So it's a scandalous affair. You can put it in your calendar for November 24th, and the doors open at 6 p.m. The concert gets underway at 7 o'clock or the evening, and that is happening at Gallery Stratford. So what a great setting for something like this.
Yes, I think it's going to be just wonderful. And that also, there's so much camaraderie among the different arts organizations in Stratford, and we're just so happy to be welcomed into Gallery Stratford. And if you haven't been there yet, definitely go check it out. They have wonderful shows going on.
Oh, it's going to be lots of fun. And just before we let you go, a special shout out for Factory 163, which is such a great setting for the workshops and for Off the Wall Stratford.
Absolutely. It's a real artistic hub right there in Stratford, and we're happy to be there.
All right. We'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Stratfordoffthewall.com is the website for all the details. As we're getting into a brand new year, plenty of workshops and get-togethers, and do be a part of this with Off the Wall Stratford. Liz Damon, Board Chair. Liz, thank you. Thank you so much. And we wish you great success with A Scandalous Affair.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll see you then.
I think we covered everything there.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure. And yeah.